What's new in business news, April 23rd, 2014? Street food vendors get World Cup for free, water shortage as water drops in major dams, and wind power project for Quran. Broadcasting. Street food vendors can watch World Cup for free. Small business operators will be exempt from fees for broadcasting World Cup matches between June 12th and July 13th. Small street vendors selling noodles, somtam, and kautom, or boiled rice with different dishes, can broadcast World Cup matches without paying broadcasting fees. RS, the broadcasting rights holder for the 2014 World Cup in Thailand, will collect fees from businesses broadcasting the World Cup, including restaurants, food courts, karaoke shops, electrical appliance shops, nightclubs, pubs, beer gardens, hotels, and apartments. Cable TV operators and websites are also not allowed to broadcast World Cup matches without paying fees. More than 10,000 businesses are expected to apply for World Cup broadcast licenses. Any unauthorized use will be fined except for home use. The company's legal and monitoring team will have over 300 people nationwide checking on violations of its broadcast rights starting from May 1st. Broadcasting fees are considered on a case-by-case basis, starting from 30,000 baht for the one-month tournament. Authorized businesses must display the permission document in a visible place for the inspection teams to verify it in coordination with the police to minimize viewing disturbances and business interruptions. Water supply. Water shortage as water drops in major dams. The amount of usable water in two major dams, Bumiphon and Sirikit, important for irrigation for a large number of farmers, has fallen to only 18% of capacity, and farmers have been advised to reduce the size of their second crops. Water levels in both dams have dropped continuously as water is released to feed demand and to maintain the ecological system before the end of the dry season over the next few weeks. The rainy season is predicted to arrive late this year. Some farmers are still cultivating second crop rice, which is at risk of being damaged. Thailand has total water storage capacity of 70.326 billion cubic meters of water in dams nationwide. However, the overall usable water as of Tuesday was 14.946 billion cubic meters, or 21% of total capacity. Energy, wind power project for Korat. The SET-listed Gunkun Engineering, a maker and distributor of electrical projects and renewable energy, will spend 4.2 billion baht on wind energy and gas turbine projects this year. The company's revenue target this year is 3 billion baht, with revenue from renewable energy accounting for 200 million baht. The wind power project has a planned total capacity of 60 megawatts and is located in Nakhon Ratchasima or Korat. The company will invest 70% in this project, with 30% held by a Thai partner. Different financing options for the 4.2 billion baht needed are being considered, including bank loans, equity from a partner, or setting up an infrastructure fund. The company has aggressively expanded its renewable energy projects since 2012 in a bid to have renewable energy account for most of the company's net profit in years ahead. The company has also entered Myanmar in 2012 to invest in three wind energy projects with a combined capacity of 1,000 megawatts, but found wind speed unsteady at the project locations, leaving these projects pending. The company also has a gas turbine engine investment in Myanmar with a local partner that will supply 25 megawatts of power. The company has 51% ownership of the project, with a local Myanmar partner owning the rest. The company is also working with warehouse operator WHA Corporation to use solar rooftops to generate electricity with a capacity of 3.299 megawatts under a 25-year deal to sell power at 6.6 baht per kilowatt hour to the government power authority.